Tape identification. This is an oral history interview recorded with Mr. Mervyn Kemp at Churton Lee Rest Home on September the 25th, 1995. We're recording on a Sony ECM tape recorder using a Sony clip-on microphone. The interviewer is David Young. There's a little background noise from the rest home. We are now on side 11. Now, we're just talking about Alan Hyatt's plan, and you're going to tell me some of the people who were of influence who were opposing regional government. One of those who's been adamant, of course, through the thick and thin is the current Minister of Local Government, or was the Minister of Local Government, Warren Cooper. Was he one of the ones you were thinking of?
Yes, he was, really. Yes, strangely enough, he was introduced to local government by me.
Oh, well, we've got to blame you for what happened, have we? How did this happen?
Oh, just by election of the executive.
Of which executive?
The Municipal Association executive.
Yes.
And the election takes place every year. And he gained a seat on the executive then. He was quite promising as well. And I remained the best of friends with him.
Yes.
But I guess his ideas developed somewhat as time went on, and other influences came in, including Brian Elwood, for one.
You mean Cooper didn't get on with Elwood?
No, he got on well with him.
So what was the problem?
Well, just in I just had a better opinion, I suppose.
You said you got on quite well with Cooper. You found him a personable man?
Yes. I found him all right.
He had a sense of humour.
He had that, yes. But he didn't quite know where to go sometimes.
Could be very reactive sort of person. Would that be fair?
Could be. I have seen very little of him in recent times.
Right.
I don't know. The era I'm talking about is some years ago.
This is back in the early 70s when he was mayor of Queenstown, is it?
That's right, yes.
Mm. Mm-hmm.
And so changes were taking place. The formation of regional councils itself had taken place. I had a wonderful concept of that, I think, that you had a regional council to take care of the things that could not be done unless one of those people assumed rights they had no right to assume, and that meant all things regional were dealt by regional council. Time has shown that has some defects, and they could have been changed quite easily, but the government was, I think, weak-minded about changing it. It wasn't certain whether it wanted to change it.
Well, hang on, what are these defects you're talking about?
Hmm?
What defects are we talking about?
Oh, constructional. We're wandering into other fields now.
I know. I'd like to deal with this because it's quite important for the future, I think.
Mm. Yes, it was. But it opened up the field of a new form of regional government being instituted, and introduced the conception of, which was adopted and still has been, of introducing the concept of regional government as here to stay, and so far it has stayed. In some way it stayed effectively.
We've had one or two relapses, haven't we?
Yeah.
Nelson particularly.
Yes, I think That is true. And it's very hard to say whether it was justified or not.
Whether the development of regional government has been justified. Is that what you're saying? Or
not quite, no. I would always believe in...
Yes.
It was justified.
Yes.
But it has not gone away entirely that I had expected and hoped, I suppose, too. But you ask one name that comes to me, but well known, is Rex Curtin.
Yes.
Who...
So that's the Upper City Council mayor.
Yes. He was on the first regional council. That was one thing, again, that I did not agree with, seeing mayors being elected to regional council. One of the things I wanted to see was some start on regional city things of some magnitude, and we had in the formative years of a regional council, we had a chance of getting it started. One example was the Queen Elizabeth swimming pool, which the first time ever the city had a chance of getting a complex of magnitude, and had the idea. It started really with Michael...
Michael Fowler.
Michael Fowler, yes.
Yes.
Where he'd been promising a new pool in certain suburbs of Wellington. And I talked to him about that, and he changed it to a new pool, specifically constructed to the concept of Empire Games, Constitution, and so on.
Yes, the International Swimming Standard.
Yep.
Yes.
The first time that Wellington had ever had that.
That's right.
And we had to put it to both City Council and the Regional Council if we expected to get money from the Regional Council, and we did put it. And one of the people, that's why I mentioned Rex Curtin, he voted against it. And he wanted all regional things we were thinking of doing wiped clean of the slate.
Yes.
And not induced anything like it at all.
No facilities on a regional basis.
And that was diametrically opposed my concept anyway. Anyway, we, with the help of that one vote from Upper Hutt, they carried it. It wasn't carried.
You mean you lost?
Yes.
Yeah.
Well, we could, by statute law, you can introduce a lost subject, but it's unlikely they would get carried if it gets reintroduced only in the same line as it was
yes.
at the stage. And so I suggested be recommitted, amending the regional program to making clear that all costs subsequent to the building of a new concept were taken care of by the city. Mike Fowler seemed very keen to get this carried in too, into law, and by one councillor at the regional council changing his vote on the scheme, it was carried. as far as I'm aware, the one I've mentioned as an example, he never changed his mind at all.
Just this Queen Elizabeth complex, was that to be at Queen Elizabeth Park?
No.
Where was it to be located? Is this what we finished up with being the Kilburnie Pool?
Mm.
This is the one.
Yes. That is the one. We had some trouble of finding a way to finance it. Well, it was at a very early time we had the funds available, and we found enough money.
Didn't you locate a large sum of money with the reforms of the Port Authority at that time? Wasn't that where some of that money came from? For the pool?
I didn't think it was quite like that. It wasn't money directly. It was money we had accumulated from a variety of sources, and here again came the idea of juggling a bit. We wanted £4 million, and we wanted it spread over, we could spread it over 3 years and still keep faith with everybody.
Yes.
And we did that, and it was only about 300 and something thousand, a bit more than that. It was in the relatively small times, and we only required the money as it came due.
Yes.
And therefore there was no problem about finding money. For one thing, the regional council had no internal debt as such at all then, and it's a good opportunity of getting something worthwhile going.
Mm.
At the time we did. And I don't know what's happened since. I know the pool still operates.
It's a magnificent.
Mm.
It's a magnificent complex, isn't it?
I think so.
Mm. And it was in the right part of town. Do you feel comfortable about its location?
Oh, yes.
Those people on that side of town had very few
amenities. I've never heard anybody complain about it, anyway.
No.
And, well, partly I was partly responsible. Michael Fowler was certainly partly responsible for it too. He got right behind us.
Yes.
And gave him my support. There was no fundraising or anything at all. It all came after the Breezel taxation.
Mm.
And the time was right to do it.
Yes, it was. So you seized the opportunity.
Hmm.
I'd like, I know we've wandered a wee bit from where you were, but I think it's important to get a sense of this regional thing as well from you, because when you were doing that, I think I may have asked you this yesterday, but there were very few models of regional government in New Zealand.
Mm.
I think Auckland was...
Auckland was the only place.
That's right. Yeah. And so it was quite a pioneering thing, really, wasn't it?
Mm, sorry?
It was quite a pioneering exercise in many ways.
Yes, many ways. But, you see, if you do one thing like that in an era, when you pay it off, you can do it again and save money.
Yes.
That's what I had in mind, quietly.
To build one and then move on and do another thing. What was your next plan?
I don't think I had any plan.
Nothing definite?
No. I don't think I had anything. Maybe it wouldn't have worked out that way because costs were in the era of escalating so greatly.
They were indeed.
And
I'd like to ask you about Michael Fowler. How did you find him to work with?
Well, very good, really.
Why was he good to work with?
I don't know, just was, he
got things done.
He had a flair for getting things done.
Right. What about Alan Hart? You mentioned Alan Hart before. But, I mean, I think it's important to have these recollections on tape.
Hmm. I got on very well with Alan Hart. Again, he...
You'd be a similar age, wouldn't you, you and he?
Very close to it, anyway.
Mm.
And it's again the same sort of flair, possibly, that he had a flair for getting things done too. And he had a fair bit of trouble at times, and he seemed to level it out and come through it pretty well.
So he could handle adversity?
I think so.
Now, you mentioned Sir Francis Kitts yesterday. A different kind of person altogether from Michael Fowler. A different era.
Yeah.
Would it be fair to say that he was... I mean, you made a remark about him being not keen on some new idea. Was he a status quo kind of man, do you think? Representative of that era?
No, he was fairly good.
Was he?
Hmm. My experience... was he was capable of taking a line of his own. And if they varied that way as a result of that, well, that's just by the way. And he too had visions of doing things at a large scale.
Right.
And, but I think he lost his way sometimes in getting the ideas developed.
Okay. Were there some other large figures from your period in local government that you'd like to just record some passing observations on?
None that I can think of particularly.
Mm. What about the politicians that you were working with? Because you did have a close relationship with government, and particularly, I think, national government, because they were in power more.
Hmm. The only trouble was you didn't always know where you stood with them, you know.
No.
And I it was true, I had a good working relationship with them, basically. But they died very quickly.
That things would change.
Hmm.
Yes. So then you'd have to build another relationship?
Well, either that or go under.
Really? So you felt that your survival or the things you stood for were, it was essential in order to protect them that you maintained a close relationship with government. Is that what you're saying?
Yes. I think I'd have to say yes to that.
And what is it? Are you talking about the protection of local government from the local government association, or are you talking about Tawa or regional council development?
Well, I was talking mainly generally about introducing a new system of providing money for local government and the traditional source of rates and things like that.
Right.
I still believe the scheme could have been conceived where you could have done away with a local rate as sole source or main source, if you like, of the revenue. And I have had great difficulty in getting anyone to agree to that. But finally enough, Mr. Muldoon did give me authority of people, native people, to work with me, examining one by one any policy that we thought had a chance of being acceptable.
Now, was this in your position on the local authorities loans board, or
no? Just
simply as a mayor.
Simply as a mayor.
Yes.
I knew Mr. Muldoon slightly, and I promoted the idea to him, and he's thought enough of it to say yes, I'll do. either to investigate this, in the lines you're saying, so long as you never give me the credit of agreeing to it.
As long as you don't give me the credit?
Hmm.
Oh, I see. You didn't want that known.
I didn't want that known. That would come as, I imagine he meant that to come as a separate announcement if I had struck oil or anything.
Right.
If I hadn't, well then he didn't have any...
He didn't have to wear it.
Didn't have to wear it.
Mm-hmm.
And what I had in mind was a source of revenue other than rates coming in. You can see my thinking was fairly deep and it took me around quite a lot. Sometimes it was to other leaders generally in the field of financing.
What did you have in mind?
Well, everything seemed, one thing, it seemed that they were ultimately going to lead local government into chaos by increasing the rates so high to make them unpalatable.
Unpalatable.
Mm. Mm-hmm. And that is very soon coming true. I believe the present level, they regard rates as something you can automatically increase. And sometimes they are getting to levels quite unpalatable for the ability to, for people to pay. And that's why I was working on this. I got some distance, but just about the time I was finishing my term as regional council, I also, two of the three men were retiring from office, and it seemed to me the men of the calibre I wanted weren't available to take their place, and the whole thing collapsed. I think mainly because I don't think he was really genuinely interested, Mr. Muldoon, I mean. He just thought he might have an idea here.
So he was flying a kite, letting you fly a kite for him.
Mm. Yes. Possibly so.
Now, tell us about Muldoon. Let's put down an observation about Muldoon as someone that you dealt with.
I found him very good to deal with. Quite contrary to the preconceived idea of him. He didn't like wasting his time, and I got many appointments with him by simply going along to see him. I never have had more than, I think, 24 hours waiting to get an appointment, and I'd have the appointment, I'd say what I had to say, and I'd get out.
Straight to the point.
Hmm.
Well, he couldn't abide small talk, could he?
No. If he said no, that was it.
So things slipped away a little bit there. Muldoon was voted out in 84, and Labor came in, intent on local government reform. Are you saying that at the time that Labor came in, there wasn't really the strength in the local government association that needed to be there? Is that what you're saying? When you said you wanted men to succeed you?
Well, put it this way. The men I had in mind, they were hand-picked.
Yes.
And the representatives of one, the Treasury, and in fact the other one came from the Treasury also, but he was a man who seconded to the Treasury for some period of time, and he was by nature consultant and engineer, but he had the gift of producing something worthwhile.
Who was this?
I don't know. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm. I'm just trying to think of his name as I'm talking. I can't even think of it.
Okay, yeah.
And he's gone back to public civil service now. But I think it might have been that Mr. Muldoon is doing something along the lines that I was doing, searching for possibilities.
Yeah, he knew that change was needed.
Hmm. He wasn't quite sure what was wanted.
Mm.